Relics. 1. The magpie carcass is fresh. It lies by the sidewalk, wings splayed like a downed Icarus. I make a sketch of it for my story and post it with a sentimental caption. I get 189 views. The dopamine scrubs away all sadness. 2. What's with your obsession with crows? It's a message from my arch frenemy again, the intellectual who likes to intimidate people. He wants to know why I paint them over and over and over. So boring. In a petty moment, I take the bait and try to show him up. Crows are corvids, I say. What I paint are magpies, Artamidae. And I am a nyctophile. I leave it to him to work out profound symbolism, if any. Later, I feel like I am the same brand of asshole that I think he is. 3. All the blackbirds in the bedtime story wear jewel-studded crowns. Don't be like the rest of them, darling, their speech bubbles tweet. I believed that when I was a greenhorn. Back then, I flew with the corvids, despite the bleached streaks that ran along my spine. How naive I was to think I would belong. In time, they tossed me out upon the marsh, the whole murder of them. They didn't pause a minute before they fell upon me. Judge, jury, injustice. 4. My Swarovski earrings are suddenly gone from my windowside dresser. The panels are wide open. It was my 8th anniversary present. I combed the house for them, but they have disappeared. I don't know whom to blame, so I scour the skies for scapegoats. But the magpies are blameless. Their beaks are open and their nests are empty. 5. My partner thinks the carcass sketches are distasteful. I argue that it is art, death art. He shakes his head and leaves. His words get me down. I sulk for a while, then delete the photos and the cheesy caption before their 24-hour shelf life is up. 6. At night, I dream of my arch frenemy. He is a boatman wearing a feathered cloak, rowing me down a river. First, he hits me with confounding questions. Then, he hits me with the oar. I watch him fly away as I fall into the water. My ribcage fills with ink. In the morning, my hands are weightless and my fingers feel like quills. 7. It's now been 2 whole weeks. I see the magpie carcass every day on my evening walk. It is dwindling and fading. The ants have bleached it of its flesh and the wind has decamped with its plumage. It's an ivory relic now, an archaeopteryx ironed into the tar. For a moment, it seems to raise its hollow helmet of a head and chuckle at all my demons, especially my fear of corvids.